Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Transportation Module, Unit 5, Comprehension Tape 1. This unit is set in the PRC. On this tape, you'll learn to understand more questions and answers used in talking about train travel. Mr. Anderson, an FSO from Peking, has been visiting in Shanghai. Near the end of his visit, he talks to a travel agent in his hotel. I would also like to go see Nanking.
我也想到南京去看看。我也想到南京去看看。
What day do you plan to go?
你计划哪天去？你计划哪天去？
Here's the word for to go sightseeing or to have a look around.
看看，看看。
And here's the verb to plan.
计划，计划。
Listen to the exchange live.
我也想到南京去看看。
你计划哪天去？
Again.
我也想到南京去看看。
你计划哪天去？
Check your comprehension.
我也想到南京去看看。
I would also like to go see Nanking.
你计划哪天去？
What day do you plan to go? The conversation continues. Tomorrow or the day after are both possible.
明天或是后天去都可以。明天或是后天去都可以。
Here's a new word for or.
或是。或是。
The word 或是 is used for or when the two alternatives presented are both acceptable or possible. It's most common in statements. The other word you've had for or, 还是, is used when a choice is required between the alternatives.It's most common in choice-type questions. Listen to the sentence live.
明天或是后天去都可以。
Again.
明天或是后天去都可以。
Check your comprehension.
明天或是后天去都可以。
Tomorrow or the day after are both possible.Mr. Anderson continues his questions. How far is Shanghai from Nanking?
上海离南京有多远？上海离南京有多远？
It's over 250 kilometers.
有250多公里。有250多公里。
Here's how you say, how far?
有多远？有多远？
Notice that the Chinese gives the place Mr. Anderson is in first. In English, we would probably say, How far is Nanking from Shanghai? Mentioning the other place first. Here's how you say, over 250.
250多.
The element 多 added to any round number from 20 up refers to an indefinite amount within the range of the round number. Here's the word for kilometer.
公里公里
You'll notice that the noun 公里 is one of the nouns that's used without a counter. Listen to the exchange live.
上海离南京有多远？
有250多公里。
Again.
上海离南京有多远？
有250多公里。
Check your comprehension.
上海离南京有多远？
How far is Shanghai from Nanking?
有250多公里。
It's over 250 kilometers. The conversation continues. How long does it take to go by train?
坐火车要走多少时候？坐火车要走多少时候？
It probably takes 4.5 hours.
大概要走四个半小时。大概要走四个半小时。
Here's the word for probably, or approximately.
大概。 大概。
The verb 要 to want may also mean to take, to need, or to require. Here's the word for hour.
小时小时
And here's how you say 4.5 hours.
四个半小时四个半小时
Listen to the exchange live.
坐火车要走多少时候？
大概要走四个半小时。
Again.
坐火车要走多少时候？
大概要走四个半小时。
Check your comprehension.
坐火车要走多少时候？
How long does it take to go by train?
大概要走四个半小时。
It probably takes 4.5 hours. Now listen to a similar answer about a shorter trip. It takes 30 minutes.
要走半个小时。要走半个小时。
Here's how you say 30 minutes.
半个小时。半个小时。
Notice that the word 半 comes before the counter in this expression. In the phrase an hour and a half, it comes after the counter.Listen to the contrast. 30 minutes.
半个小时。半个小时。
1.5 hours.
一个半小时。一个半小时。
Listen to the sentence live.
要走半个小时。
Again.
要走半个小时。
Check your comprehension.
要走半个小时。
It takes 30 minutes. Now let's leave Mr. Anderson and listen to someone else's conversation about another planned trip. The conversation takes place in Canton. Here it is live.
我计划这个星期或者下个星期到上海去看看。广州离上海有多远？
有1000多公里。
要走多少时候？
大概要走17-18个小时。
Again.
我计划这个星期或是下个星期到上海去看看。广州离上海有多远？
有1000多公里。
要走多少时候？
大概要走17-18个小时。
Check your comprehension.
我计划这个星期或是下个星期到上海去看看。
This week or next week, I'm planning to go to Shanghai to go sightseeing.
广州离上海有多远？
How far is Canton from Shanghai?
有1000多公里。
It's over 1,000 kilometers.
要走多少时候？
How long will it take?
大概要走17-18个小时。
It will probably take 17 or 18 hours. Let's go back to Mr. Anderson's conversation with the travel agent. Here's the question from the travel agent that starts the next exchange.
你计划在南京住几天?
And here's what follows.This will be the first time I've gone to Nanking.
这是我第一次到南京去。这是我第一次到南京去。
I haven't gone there before.
以前没去过。以前没去过。
Would you say 2 days are enough?
你说2天够不够？你说两天够不够?
Here's how you say the first time.
第一次,第一次。
Notice that the tone on the number e remains high. All tones remain unchanged after the element the. Here's how you say before or in the past.
以前,以前。
And here's the word for enough.
Go. Go.
Now listen to the completed exchange live.
你计划在南京住几天？
这是我第一次到南京去，以前没去过。你说两天够不够？
两天够了。
Again.
你计划在南京住几天？
这是我第一次到南京去，以前没去过。你说两天够不够？
两天够了。
Check your comprehension.
你计划在南京住几天？
How many days are you planning to stay in Nanking?
这是我第一次到南京去。
This will be the first time I've gone to Nanking.
以前没去过。
I haven't gone there before.
你说两天够不够？
Would you say 2 days are enough?
两天够了。
2 days are enough. The conversation continues. How many trains are there each day?
每天有几趟车？每天有几趟车？
Are there trains in the afternoon?
下午有没有车？下午有没有车？
I hope to leave here in the afternoon.
我希望下午离开这儿。我希望下午离开这儿。
Here's how you ask how many trains when you aren't talking about the trips being scheduled at a particular time.
几趟车？几趟车？
Here's the verb to hope to.
希望。希望。
And here's the verb to leave or to depart.
离开，离开。
You've already had the verb 走 with the meaning to leave. The difference between the verbs 走 and 离开 is that 离开may be followed by an object, as in 离开这儿, while 走 may not. Here are the remarks live.
每天有几趟车？下午有没有车？我希望下午离开这儿。
Again.
每天有几趟车？下午有没有车？我希望下午离开这儿。
Check your comprehension.
每天有几趟车？
How many trains are there each day?
下午有没有车？
Are there trains in the afternoon?
我希望下午离开这儿。
I hope to leave here in the afternoon. Here's a similar short conversation reviewing the material covered so far.
你这一次到北京去，计划住多久？
北京我已经去过三次了。这一次去大概几天就够了。
我希望明年去北京看看，我以前没去过。
Again.
你这一次到北京去计划住多久？
北京我已经去过三次了，这次去大概几天就够了。
我希望明年去北京看看，我以前没去过。
Check your comprehension.
你这一次到北京去，计划住多久？
How long are you planning to stay on this trip to Peking?
北京，我已经去过三次了。
I've already been to Peking 3 times.
这一次去，大概几天就够了。
A few days will probably be enough this time.
我希望明年去北京看看，
I hope to go to Peking next year to go sightseeing.
我以前没去过。
I haven't been before. Now let's go back to Mr. Anderson's conversation with the travel agent. You'll remember he had just said he wanted to take an afternoon train. Listen to her reply. There's an express at 13:05.
13:05有一班特快。13:05有一班特快。
Here's the word for express.
特快。特快。
You'll notice that the time is given in terms of the 24-hour clock used for train schedules. On a regular clock, the time would be 1:05 in the afternoon. Notice also that the word 零 can be used to fill a zero place in a time expression. Here's the sentence live.
13:05有一班特快。
Again.
13:05有一班特快。
Check your comprehension.
13:05有一班特快。
There's an express at 13:05. Let's change the scene once more for another brief review conversation.
明天我要离开这儿到广州去。请问明天下午有没有快车到广州？
有，17:08有一班特快。
Again.
明天我要离开这儿到广州去。请问明天下午有没有快车到广州？
有，17:08有一班特快。
Check your comprehension.
明天我要离开这儿到广州去。
Tomorrow I want to leave here to go to Canton.
请问明天下午有没有快车到广州？
May I ask, is there a fast train to Canton tomorrow afternoon?
有，17:08有一班特快。
Yes, there's an express at 17:08. Here's a longer conversation reviewing the material introduced on this tape. Miss Novak is talking to one of the officials assigned to her office by the Chinese government.Listen to the conversation live.
老刘，小赵说你要到广州去。
是啊，我去看看父亲母亲，我每年去一次。
哦，你家在广州，你计划在那儿住多久？
我计划住10天，我是半个月。
你哪天离开这儿？
星期五或是星期六。
你坐哪趟车去呀？
我希望坐18:05的那班特快。
广州离这儿很远，要走多少小时？
广州大概离北京有1800公里，要走32个小时。
Again.
老刘，小赵说你要到广州去。
是啊，我去看看父亲母亲，我每年去一次。
哦。你家在广州，你计划在那儿住多久？
我计划住10天或是半个月。
你哪天离开这儿？
星期五或是星期六。
你坐哪趟车去呀？
我希望坐18:05的那班特快。
广州离这儿很远，要走多少小时？
广州大概离北京有1800公里。要走32个小时。
See if you understood what was said.
老刘，小赵说你要到广州去。
刘，赵 says you're going to Canton.
是啊，我去看看父亲、母亲。
That's right.I'm going to see my father and mother.
我每年去一次。
I go once a year.
哦，你家在广州。
Oh, your home is in Canton.
你计划在那儿住多久？
How long are you planning to stay there?
我计划住十天或是半个月。
I'm planning to stay 10 days or half a month.
你哪天离开这儿？
When are you leaving here?
星期五或是星期六。
Friday or Saturday?
你坐哪趟车去啊？
What train are you taking?
我希望坐18:05的那班特快。
I hope to take the 1805 express.
广州离这儿很远，要走多少小时？
Canton is very far from here. How many hours does it take?
广州大概离北京有1800公里，要走32个小时。
Canton is approximately 1800 kilometers from Peking. It takes 32 hours. As a final review, see if you can translate the following sentences and exchanges from the target list. Number one.
坐火车要走多少时候？
How long does it take to go by train?
要走4.5小时。
It takes 4.5 hours. Number two.
我想到南京去看看。
I would like to go see Nanking.
你计划哪天去？
What day do you plan to go?
明天或是后天去都可以。
Tomorrow or the day after are both possible. Number three.
半个小时够了。
Half an hour is enough. Number four.
上海离南京有多远？
How far is Shanghai from Nanking?
有250多公里。
It's over 250 kilometers. Number five.
我希望下午离开这儿。
I hope to leave here in the afternoon.
13:05有一班特快。
There's an express at 13:05. Number six.
这是我第一次到南京去。
This will be the first time I've gone to Nanking.
以前没去过。
I haven't gone there before. If you think you're ready, go on to the P1 tape. This is the end of the tape. End of Transportation Module, Unit 5, Comprehension Tape 1.